For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. 25 years ago, Justin Wright was just 11 years old when he was placed in the Cook County Juvenile Detention Facility. He had been in trouble for breaking into cars, getting into fights, and skipping school. He recounts the first time he was placed in solitary confinement.
They left me in there for 2 weeks, and that was hard. I mean, that was the first time I had ever been in isolation. I've been in isolation a lot after that. I mean, I've been in prison. But as a kid, that was my first time, like, being locked down that long. It was pretty depressing. I still remember it. Because at 36 years old, I still remember it. I even remember the feelings that I had. Comes rushing back to me. Never forget that.
Wright claims that his experiences as a minor in detention added to his childhood trauma and paved the way for his criminal involvement as an adult. He was sent to prison on multiple occasions during his 20s for gang-related crimes.
At that age, you're so impressionable that, you know, anything that happens in life, you kind of take to the heart. So I believed that I needed to be a hardened criminal.
Juvenile justice reform advocates and Representative Justin Slaughter, a Democrat from Chicago, argue that children as young as 10, 11, and 12, elementary school age kids, should be kept out of juvenile detention facilities, where kids could suffer from bullying and have mental needs that go unaddressed. Representative Slaughter introduced a bill this session that would raise the minimum age of detention from 10 to 13. Elizabeth Clark, president of the Juvenile Justice Initiative, an advocacy group based in Evanston, says that children are able to age out of their criminal offending by the time they reach adulthood, but only if the system stays out of their way.
It's a terrible tragedy that we're doing that to children at all, starting with locking a child who maybe has never been away from home before in a prison setting in a cell and shutting that door and leaving them all alone in the dark when they're elementary school age, 10, 11, and 12. You're going to have lifelong issues from that.
By law, minors are not allowed to stay detained in juvenile detention centers for more than 30 days. This time limit is used to wait for a judge to review a case or for minors to serve their probation. But there are those like Justin Wright, who fall through the cracks because they have no place to go, even after no charges are filed. Wright spent 2 years in juvenile detention. He claims that the detention facility didn't do much to address his mental health needs. But according to some experts, detention is not the place to address those concerns and has never been the goal.
The point is, if the law is followed and a kid is in that facility for no more than 30 days, there just aren't any therapeutic approaches that are going to magically solve that kid's problems. All of them, not just being in detention and charged with a crime, but his community problems. There is a purpose for detention. It is not therapeutic, and it is not for long-term placement. But it does add to the trauma that an individual kid has experienced in his neighborhood.
That was retired Judge George Timberlake, chair of the Juvenile Justice Commission, a group that advises the governor and the General Assembly on matters of juvenile justice. He agrees with other experts in that communities could help keep their youth away from crime, and that detention centers can't shoulder all that blame. But that is only one aspect. The other issue is money and the lack of resources in those communities.
We're talking in many cases of destitute communities, rural, small communities that don't have a big tax base and just get by.
Meanwhile, the juvenile detention bill has stalled in the House and is not expected to be brought up again this spring. Advocates say the more time is needed to hash out the right language to receive the necessary support. But while that happens, Justin Wright, the former child detainee, has a message for those youth in detention.
I would tell them that you may feel like nobody cares. You may feel like everybody's bad, but people out there who care about you, they're loved, and I just let them know that they're not alone, because that's how I felt when I was a kid and I was in there, totally alone.
For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. For more information, visit illinoisissues.org.